All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, September 25th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some Thursday night football action tonight between the Seahawks and the Cardinals, so it should be a fun one tonight. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all TFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All right. With that said, do you have a number of questions in the queue today? So plenty to get started with. Going to get SaberSim pulled up here. And then going to jump right into questions. All right. First one today. I play GPP and cash. Could you demonstrate the late swap process you would do in this case? I would like to have all my cash lineups be the exact same lineup, but having a hard time getting to that with the lineup groups. Is there a way to lock in, let's say, the third highest projected score swap lineup? Thanks. Okay, good question. So what I would do is, okay, so I'm going to use our swap tutorial to kind of talk about this. So basically, the way a late swap works in the newest version of SaberSim, okay, is that you need to tell SaberSim which contests you are swapping at a different point than what you needed to previously. So before, in the old SaberSim, you would go to the contest tab and then you would swap from there, right? Swaps don't work like that anymore. Okay. The way swaps work, right? If we're like, say, like, we're in a swap build, right? This is like swap one. The contests that you choose in your templates are the contests that get swapped. All right. So what I would do is I would open up this templates section and then I'd probably do one swap at a time. Right, I would swap my GBPs in one build, and then I would open up effectively like a swap two, and then use all of my cash contests in the other. Now, I think the most important part here is going to be, and I'm trying to see if it's covered here. So it's not, but when you click, actually, I think there's a screenshot. So when you click the gear icon, right, in the late swap, you're going to get a pop-up like this. For the cash one, I would turn on group duplicates, okay? You're going to see it right here. When you do that, if you already have one lineup in all of your cash contests, it's going to make sure that when you swap, that remains the same. You only swap one lineup, and it goes into all of those same entries for those contests, okay? So for the cash one, turn on the group duplicates. For the non-cash, for the GPPs, leave this off if you're playing a unique entry in every lineup. I think that is the main thing. So having this on in cash, having this off in GPP, and then the second part, right, is that in the template section, just making sure the build that corresponds with whatever approach you're taking, you're using the right template. So where I have it on, I make sure I only use cash contests via a cash template. And then where I have it off, make sure I use GPP contests only via a GPP template. I think those two distinctions will help you to achieve the goal you're looking to get to. All right. Good question there. Next question. I was having trouble late swapping and quick swapping this weekend. Could you please go over this process? Also, it was weird on DK. It would say only 50 of 190 lineups updated. My Saber Sim exposures would have Jennings in zero lineups. But when I would recheck and check my exposures on DK, would still have Juwan Jennings in my lineups. So I had to manually edit him out of lineups. Okay, so basically what happened here is that your lineups between Saber Sim and DraftKings got out of sync. So Saber Sim thought your lineups were one thing, and DraftKings said your lineups are another thing, right? DraftKings is effectively the final say in this situation. So when you swapped in Saber Sim thought all of the Jennings were out, but when you uploaded it, because only 50 of 190 uploaded, that means that 140 lineups, DraftKings had a different lineup than Saber Sim thought you had. That's probably where the Jennings stuff came into play. Now, what I would do in this situation is if you run a late swap, you upload it, and you get an error, come back to Saber Sim, click this upload icon again, re-import your entry file. What you're doing is you're telling Saber Sim, hey, what you're doing here is Saber Sim is asking DraftKings, hey, tell me what you think the lineups look like, and I will just start over fresh. So you re-import the file. Your other swap builds are going to get like an exclamation point where they basically become invalid because you uploaded a new file, and then you would just open a new swap file for the first time. So it sounds like things got out of sync there. Re-uploading and restarting over is the best way to do that. If you need some like walkthrough with late swap, this is like the best tutorial that we have, and it's recently been updated. It talks about quick swap, it talks about late swap. It has it's like a written article with screenshots along the way, kind of breaking this all down. So I would definitely check out this tutorial for more information on that. All right. Next question. How should I be going about entering lineup groups? For example, should I have a lineup group based on contest size or based on contest structure? Okay. Yeah. So I would follow the defaults here. The defaults are going to be, there's going to be two. We've done a couple different demos with regard to this. One of them is going to say one per contest by default, and it's going to create a group for each of your contest where my entries is greater than one. Okay. It'll look like this. So where you have contests where you have two or more entries, it's going to create a group for each of those contests. And then it would save, it would look like that. And then you're going to have another one by default that's going to be called single entries, where this one's going to say create a lineup group for all of my contests where my entries equals one. Okay. And then this is the second. These are the two defaults. These cover most situations. Okay. Now you can obviously build this out further if you want to, right? Like some people are like, hey, I want to have one for my cash. Hey, I want to have one for my satellites, right? Those are some of the additional ones that I was showing here just because we demo those things. But these two capture most scenarios. And I think you can just roll with these unless you want to divvy them out further, which isn't necessary, but it is something you can experiment with. All right, next question. When I place my FanDuel main slate contests into Saber Sim with custom payouts, winner take all, 20-man contest, does Saber Sim automatically know the payout structure, and does it try to sim the best lineups for that said structure? If not, any suggestions on what settings I should be setting to try to find the best lineups for said contest? I normally do 75% at the moment. Thanks for the hard work. Yeah, no problem. Happy to answer this one. So when Saber Sim doesn't recognize a contest that you upload, you're going to see two things usually. Number one is the contest will be highlighted in green on the contest tab. And then the type of the contest is going to be listed as custom. Okay. So that basically means that Saber Sim can't identify whether it is a GPP, a satellite, a cash contest. So it just labels it custom. Okay. So anytime you see type custom, that means Saber Sim doesn't know what it means, know what it is. Now, custom contests by default are going to have a percent to first of 100, a percent entries paid of 1, a user entries of 1, and a contest size of 100. So basically, custom contests default to 100-man winner-take-alls, okay? So it would just look like, we'll just call this custom. We'll just pick anything here, flagship single entry. It'll look something like this. It'll just be in green, okay? Now, you can alter these. Alter this based on the type of contest you're playing, right? So if you're playing a 20-man winner-take-all, I would go in, I would set entries to 20, percent to first to 100. Cash percent here is going to be 5% because 1 out of 20 is 5% here. So only first place is getting paid. So that's why the cash percent is so. And then user entries. If you set it up like this, SaberSim will understand now that this is a 100-man winner-take-all and then sim it appropriately. So I would just make those small changes for your 20-man winner-take-all. All right, next question. Is there a way to set and evaluate player-specific stacks outside of individual player ownership? For example, I want a minimum of 10% Hurts as the quarterback, but I want at least 5% of lineups to have Hurts slash Brown stacks. Okay, so there is not a great way to do this, but you can do this, okay? So it, you know, the further and further you get kind of into like the nitty gritty with some of this stuff, a little, it becomes like a little bit more challenging, requires like a little bit more work, but that doesn't mean it can't be done, right? Okay. So like, let's say we're going to Sunday, right? And then I'm going to go Hurts and I want to set his minimum exposure to 10%, right? I'm just going to set this up front. All right. So I'm requiring 10% minimum exposure to Hurts. So let's kick off this build. And then we'll let these lineups run. And while these lineups run, I'm going to get a couple more questions that came in. Ready to go. All right. And just waiting for these. Okay. All right. Lineups are finished. We're getting into the post build here. So we'll let the sim run. We'll let the diversifier run. So our exposures populate so we can look at this like a little bit better. Okay, sim ran, we're gonna diversify. All right, cool. So we come in here, right? We notice that our 10% minimum exposure on Hertz is active. We have our 10% here, right? Okay, well, let's say I wanna expand these lineups. And I want to look at the Hurts ones, right? So I have 10% Hurts. You know, let's crank this up, right? Let's do like 150 lineups. We're going to re-diversify. All right. So we're still getting 10% Hurts, right? 15 lineups. Okay. But now what I can do is I can click the magnifying glass on him, the exposures are going to update, right? He goes from 10% to 100% because we're zoning in on lineups with him. And there are 15 lineups with him in our 150. Then I can go to all, right? And then I can see what percent players are being used with him. So in 14 out of the 15 lineups, they have AJ Brown. You know, that's awesome, right? But I can't even find Devontae Smith, right? Let me see. So actually, none of these lineups have, oh, wait, I don't think he said that. I don't know why I thought you wanted a QB plus two. So Hurts, Brown. So you want at least, you know, half of these, right, to be them two? Okay, great. You know, we're over half. But what if we're too far, right? What if you're like, actually, I don't want that many. You know, I want it half, right? Okay, well, then what I would do, right, is I would scroll down to the last lineup, and then I would just start deleting the ones with him in it. Okay, hey, this one has Brown. Delete. 14 has Brown. Delete. Right? And you're just going to have to get rid of these ones with the combos. And then once we do that, right, once we get rid of these with the combos, I'm just going to delete a couple more. Say we get down to like 10 or something like that. Then what I'll do is I'll rediversify. And then here, like this one doesn't have them. Okay, cool. So I'm going to rediversify now. And now that we've gotten rid of some of the lineups that had Brown, we can get back to having 150 lineups with 15 Hurts. And then hopefully the new lineups that we pull in have less of him total, right? So we went from like 94% Hurts and Brown down to 73%, right? So we've lost three lineups with that duo. And then you can effectively just keep doing this until you find the number you want, right? Okay, hey, I got another one. And delete. I rediversify. I see where this number falls. So here we've already dropped like 20%. So I would just keep doing that as needed. So you can do it. It is a little more time consuming, but it is very possible. All right. What does it mean when you are building lineups and the status bar keeps going up and down and never finishes? Had this issue Monday at 8 p.m. I'm not 100% sure what you're exactly describing. If you run a build, right? And we'll just rerun here. I'm assuming, you know, you're talking about this bar going like back and forth. The lineups are just generating. As long as it gets to the end, it's like fine. If some of that visualization is off, you can always use this stop build button. Okay. Don't be afraid to click this. It will just cancel the build that's in progress. Even if it's halfway, right? I can stop it. And then it will just give me however many lineups is generated to that point. If this build is giving you trouble, what I would do is just try opening a new build and then re-kicking off a new set of lineups in the new build. Sometimes that works. Sometimes builds get like corrupted or like have trouble, so a fresh build can solve your problems. If neither of those things are working, reach out to our team via this report a problem button. Write us a brief description about the issue you're having, and our team is very good at getting back to people. We're always around, and you can always also reach us via the question mark. Although for like in-app problems, the report a problem button is a little bit better. But yeah, a couple different avenues for reaching us. Those are the things I would do in that scenario. All right, next question. Andrew, when late swapping for Monday Night Football through Thursday Night Football slate, should I use live projections or Sabres score as my ranking method? Also, what is the difference between the two? Thanks. Okay, good question. So interesting question. I'm not opposed to using live projection here just because it will take into account, I believe, the actual scores from the first game, right? Because the player's live projection is effectively their actual since the slate is over. And then it's just re-optimizing for projection based on the second set of games. I think that's an okay option. Thinking through this more, you know, these options, right, would only be available to you if you are using Uniques One, right? Because that's where you can go in and use the different rank by options, right? Like live projection, Sabre score. I would say that again. We've talked a lot this week, right? That portfolio is like our preferred sorting metric. over ROI, over Sabre score, over life projection, right? So I would say portfolio first. I would then probably say life projection, mid late swap, and then I would say Sabre score, right? Sabre score is when you come into Sabre score, you can actually see what the Sabre scores are with this eye icon, right? It is a combination of three variables: projection, percentile, and a negative weight on ownership. So basically it's saying, hey, we want our lineups to have a good floor, so we want to account for projection. We want our lineups to have good ceiling, so we're using these lineup percentiles variable. And then we want to play lineups that are lower owned, right? That's why there's a negative weight on ownership, because the higher owned, the more the lineup kind of gets taxed. And then the lower the owned lineup, the less it gets taxed, right? So that kind of promotes lower owned lineups. So Sabre score is a good combination of all the things you need in a DFS lineup to get to the top of your contest, where live projection is at least using the live actuals from that first game that is already in progress or already finished. All right, good questions. Next one. When playing three different 20 max, say like tonight, if I put each contest in its own lineup group, it uses ROI based on each contest, correct? But if I put all three contests into one group, will it be using the average ROI or still the contest-specific ROI? All right, good question. So it used to use the average. When you took three contests, put them in one group, it used to use the average. It does not do that anymore, okay? When you put more than one lineup, more than one contest into a single group, the say that again. It intelligently fills the lineups into the contests, even though they are still in the same group. So it is not averaging anymore. Honestly, I really couldn't tell you how it does it because it's like so far over my head. But what you do need to know is that even within a group, the builder understands what each lineup's ROI is in various contests, and it's filling them in a very intelligent way. All right, good question there. Next one. Do they have custom contests for starter subs for the 20-man contest question? I don't see that option you had. I'm guessing it's because I have the starter sub. Okay, so For starter, right? When you use portfolio, okay? Portfolio is a contest sim. However, it is a simplified contest sim. So Portfolio Plus, which is what is on Ultimate, uses exact contest data for every contest that you're playing. Portfolio uses one simplified contest sim for all of your contests. So regardless of whether it's a 20-man winner take all, a GPP, et cetera, it's using one contest sim and ranking them all. It's like a GPP type format contest sim. So it would not understand that, hey, one of these is like a 20-man winner take all. One of these is like a 20 max GPP. It's using just that one sim for all of them. Now, the portfolio grading in our backtesting still graded out better than using Sabre score. So that part is encouraging, still a reason to use portfolio. But in order to use exact contest data for every contest you're playing, that would need to be Portfolio Plus, which is Ultimate. All right, looking around here, looks like we are all caught up with questions, both YouTube and office hours. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.